Shadow for recording and flexible orchestra. I'm a friend of the commission. Guy has been the accordion in my life since 1981. And then he brought me all these others. So I have to thank you for making this orchestra possible. That's one thing. I also want to give a little hand for our conductor, Tara Simone Cheech.
Wow.
So Guy, I'm going to let him say a few words about the concerto and hopefully enjoy it.
The origins of this piece come from February of 2010. I oftentimes will have a dinner party on my birthday, which I did at Moose Moat every year, and Daniel was invited, and at the dinner table he announced, "Guy, how would you like to write a concerto for $300? I said, "Well, I love the first part." Anyway, I wasn't able to do it last year because of commitments, but I was lucky enough to get a fellowship at the end of last year, which greatly abetted that, and was able to do it this year. It has five pieces, each one dedicated to one of my favorite musicians, or a group of my favorite musicians. The first one is dedicated to Astor Piazzolla. Guy who grew up in the streets and wrote some of the most exquisitely beautiful music you can imagine, so I call it the Asphalt Orchid. The reason for the piece beginning like it does is that I've always loved the Copland Clarinet Concerto, which opens with a slow movement, and I swore to myself if I ever got to write anything like a concerto, I'd open it with a slow movement. The second piece is dedicated to Capo Junquera, which if you don't know, he is one of the great diatonic accordion players in the world, the Basque player. And one of his brilliant techniques is rapid reiterations of a single note, which you can do incredibly fast in a diatonic button accordion because the keys are so much smaller. So that, in his beautiful melodic sense, inspired the second piece. The third piece is called My Walk with Ligeti. He's also been one of my favorite composers for a very long time, and when he died in 2006, it inspired this piece. For me, he bridged the gap between the modern and postmodern world as beautifully and gracefully as any composer I could imagine. The fourth piece, Waltzing at the Edge of Dawn, is the most recent piece, and that's dedicated to the long line of French musette accordion virtuosos from Joe Privat to Richard Galliano. And no self-respecting accordion concert should end without including a polka. So the last piece is a polka called Meet Me on the Midway. And it's dedicated to one of my childhood idols who died while I was writing the piece. That's Johnny Badnell, a great accordion player and Slovenian-American band leader.